This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A new round of ceasefire talks today in Qatar as the Israel-Hamas war drags on. The talks are seen as the best hope of fending off an even larger conflict in the Middle East. Meanwhile, Columbia University's president resigned yesterday after getting lots of attention about the way she handled protests over the Israel-Hamas war. The AP's Haya Penjwani has this.
Columbia University President Manoush Shafiq resigned effective immediately. The head of the prestigious New York University announced in a message to the university community. In her statement, she acknowledged the protests that roiled the campus this year, along with others worldwide, factored into her decision. Shafiq was named president of the university last year and was the first woman to take on the role. And she was one of several women newly appointed to take the reins at Ivy League institutions. Shafiq said in her letter that she'll return to the United Kingdom to lead an effort by the Foreign Secretary's office reviewing the government's approach to international development and how to improve capability. I'm Haya Penjwani.
Katrina Armstrong, the CEO of Columbia University's Irving Medical Center, will serve as interim president. We're tracking Hurricane Ernesto, the AP's Donna Warder.
Hurricane Ernesto knocked out power to about half of the homes and businesses in Puerto Rico. The storm is heading north toward Bermuda. It could become a major hurricane.
Former President Trump will meet with reporters today at his New Jersey golf club. He rallied supporters in Asheville, North Carolina yesterday.
We're going to defeat Kamala Harris. We're going to win back the White House in a historic landslide. And we're going to take back our country. We're going to take it back.
Years after the COVID outbreak began, an AP analysis finds that nearly every state is still struggling with school attendance. About one in four students was chronically absent in the 2022-23 school year, the latest there on school attendance. This is AP News. There is some good news for your pocketbook. The AP's Sagar Magani.
Annual inflation in the U.S. last month hit its lowest level in more than 3 years, setting the stage for the Federal Reserve to start cutting its key interest rate next month. Consumer prices rose 2.9% in July when measured from a year earlier. That's the smallest gain since March 2001, and another sign the worst price spike in four decades is fading. Asked if the U.S. has finally beaten inflation.
Yes. I told you we're going to have a soft landing. We're going to have a soft landing. My policies are working.
But hours after President Biden spoke.
No victory laps.
Jared Bernstein, his top economic advisor.
While the trend is our friend, our work is far from done.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
The Dow gained 242 points yesterday. The S&P rose 20 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.